They went very high for their... Okay, this is just a plain send an email. Okay, so I'm sending it to, and obviously you need to change the who you're sending it to, send it to yourself. They claim here that they are not letting it, that they have in the past, that they want them to go to Bristol, but I find that I can send them to other places. But the two is, okay, so I'm saying who I wanted to go to, what the subject line is, what the message is, and what the headers are. Okay, so I've set up all of that information. The headers include who it's from. I have put in mail, this actually does the mail, to, then I put in the subject, then I put in the message, then I put in the headers. And I just echoed out mail sent to because I wanted some response. Okay, but this will send a mail. So if I go in, and my address for this, okay, so I got the mail sent to, and there is the mail sent to. Okay, so there's the mail sent to. So then if I go to my mail and I send it to Bristol, okay, and my Bristol gets forwarded to a Yahoo account. Question. I'm a little slow.
I think the work service is going to go down for a couple of days.
I'm sure you can probably actually trace it. Because if you go in and do a view source of it, you can, you know, I'm sure you can probably actually trace it before you get yourself in big trouble.
Some people actually have to know how to do that. So.
Right. That would be true. And I've got to figure out if I actually remember my Yahoo account, so maybe I won't be showing you that it works, but it does.
Mm.
Okay, so here's my email.
Okay, so I went to my email and I sent it to, and PHP is a great language to work with on the web, and so there's my email. Okay. As I said, my Bristol gets forwarded to Yahoo.
Because they have a limit on how many emails I can keep, and as you can see, my input is 999 plus, because I tend to keep as opposed to delete, and Yahoo lets me have 999 plus, and so I forward to Yahoo. Every once in a while, you want a historic reference, and I have that. Okay, so that's the code that generated that email.
Okay, so there's my code that generated that email.
Now, that's how to send a very simple, straightforward email. Has everybody successfully sent themselves something? Go and check your Bristol account and see if you got it.
I sent it to my own account.
At one point, as I said, they had it set up so you can only send to and from Bristol. But I think they long since given that up, because I can send it most anywhere. Okay, so this one sent me an email. Now, if you want to jazz things up, then you have to do a little more work than this. This is the basics, okay? So if I come over here and, for example, I played with color, and there's a whole lot of ones where I played with color here. I'm going to go to color CSS 4. Because basically I am leaving some of these for you to look at. I asked you to look at them for Tuesday.
We don't have four.
Okay.
Then
we'll look at one of the others. And then we'll look at four. So the color of CSS 1, try that one. Okay, this is a lot more information than what you sent before. I still have the two, and I sent it to two things. So I sent it to one place, and this place doesn't work anymore, but that's fine. I just put in a send to there. They used to have it set up, at least I don't think that works anymore. Notice I want to send it to two people, so I've concatenated. And I've got two, and I put my first address, concatenated with a comma. And then the two with the dot equals means concatenated also with what that is. So the two line is going to have both of my addresses on it. Okay? My message is up here, and I can do this message with either a single quote, I can do it with a double quote, and I can do it with one of those here dark things, where I have the three less than signs. I can set up the message either way. Okay, so what I'm setting up in the message is my HTML. And what I said there was, okay, HTML head, I set up basically the HTML page that I want to send. And I put in there the style of color red, font bold, etc. And one of the articles I read said, when you look at the PHP email, it's way behind the times. So putting in style from a separate style sheet, or putting in style the way I just did up here, is probably not going to work. Now, that's somewhat browser dependent, but in most browsers, that's not going to work. Embedding the style down here has a far better chance of working. Okay, but this is very browser dependent. So I put in the style on both of those. Okay, now, in order to do this, I have to do the other stuff that I put down at the headers, which is I need to put in these two lines, MIME version 1.0 and content type equals text HTML, which when you send a regular email are in there. Okay, and then I put in some other stuff so that I had a whole load of headers there, and then I said mail that. Okay, I put in a CC and all that. The R and the N is just breaking down to the next line. Okay, that tells me to break down to the next line. So if I send this, so this one is email group 1, and this one is called email color CSS 1. Okay, so it says mail sent, and it puts up the two twos up there. And it has sent it, hopefully. And if I go to my Yahoo account, okay, and I managed to get the red. Okay. The headers are up here, and the CC and all that are there. And, my list is there, and I also, on this one, put in, you know, this list items. This is a test, and then I put in my list items. And those all came from the setup. Okay? So if you look at this, it totally ignored the body background color pink, color green. Did anybody get that? It depends on what browser to some degree, but mostly you won't get that. I think, so those two are not showing up. The red font weight, bold font size 2EM is taking place, and that's because it was embedded into a particular line item.
Have you tried it without that item in it?
I've tried it a whole bunch of ways.
All right, no, I was just wondering.
I don't know if I tried every possible combination.
Well, I'm saying that embedded one isn't there. Does the other one work?
No, I don't think so, but go ahead and try it. Okay, take it out and, you know, copy and paste or whatever and take it out and go ahead and try it. I think what it does is, from what I've read, and I went reading about that this weekend, mainly because I always hope they're going to change and it's going to improve, but it doesn't appear to be. Okay, so the style in a external style sheet and the style in the body doesn't work. But if I take this and put it down here, that would be... And I think I tried that at one point, yeah.
I just had a quick question about the two. Is that like, say if you wanted to send it to multiple email addresses, is it going to like stop you after a certain amount, or like?
It hasn't stopped me for the ones that I put in, but I don't know if it would stop me after.
You know, like if it was like a mass email.
No.
Would that be like rules warranted by the host?
Yeah, we're going to get into how to do the mass email, because a mass email usually involves a database.
Oh, okay.
Okay, where you're pulling all the stuff out from a database. You're not sitting there and keying them in.
All right.
Okay? So I've got background color. Now, if I take this, and let's try that, if I take it down here and say style equals and then put background color pink, and color green. Did I type that right? Somebody check me up. Okay, and then I am going to take this out entirely because I don't want that messing it up. Okay. So I'm just going to save this and then go and try running it again. Is that the right one? Yep. Okay, and then go over here. Okay, did I refresh? Maybe I didn't refresh. Let me try that again. Did anybody get a pink background?
I don't check email because I just changed and sent it to you. I'm going to change email address.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
I took that line off to see it.
I'm still not getting pink.
Did you save it on the file and change it?
I thought I did. But it sure doesn't look like I did, does it? Where am I? There's the body style. Okay, yeah, it's not showing that I didn't save it. Okay, so I'm saving it. Now I'm coming over here and doing a refresh. No, I'm still not getting the background color. Is anybody getting it? Huh?
I got a pink background on my phone.
Nice.
I gotta sign in on my email to see if it.
Number 4, I think, is actually where I experimented with that. Okay, number 4, I didn't do it with the body,
but on number 4, I set up a division with a background color, and I kept the style for the This Is a Test, and I changed the style for one of the things in the item. Okay, so I did some changes there, which you can experiment with as well. Okay, and I'm going to try sending this one to me. Okay, so I went in and I set up a division right at the beginning of the body and at the end of the body. So I set up a division there, and I gave that a background color. Okay, so let's see if that comes through. Did you get it?
It didn't work in my email.
Okay.
Right. The one thing I don't know if it's because it's just on the home, but there's no green. So I just got the paint background, that was it. Unless it's blending in and it looks...
Yeah, well, green usually comes out all right. You can try another color if you want, a yellow or
no,
something.
No, I think I was just checking. Like, it showed up on my phone, but like you said, different browsers, so that's an app. I don't know.
Right. Okay, so I'm going here, and the last one I sent, okay, not the last one I sent, 958, that should have been it. I thought I had...
I take it back, it did show up.
That was 4, yes, okay. When I looked at 4, this did show up.
Okay, so this is saying, this was a division... Then I have, this is a test, and I changed item 2 to blue. But I'm still not getting the green.
Well,
or at least it doesn't look green.
You know how you had 2 email addresses?
Yeah.
I put my email in both of them.
Yeah.
And the first one got the pink and the green. The second one did not. So I don't know if it has something to do with that.
That's
so basically, it was the same email address, both of them. I put my email. BCC email address. So the first one came through with the, I think it's the first one or the second one. No, the second one I came through has the pink and the green. The first one didn't. So.
And they're both? Okay, good.
Yeah, all I did was pull back.
Okay, so I guess the net thing here is if you want to send out an email through PHP, don't try colors. Or try colors if you care, but some people aren't going to get the colors. Depending on what they're set up. I mean, this one is close because I'm getting the 3 things that I set up, except I'm not seeing, it doesn't look to me like I've changed it to green. But again, as you said, that's a little hard to test. So if I go back in here, and set the division, what's a good color that I'm actually going to see? I've got yellow, blue, and green. I guess I can try blue again, because that seems to be...
If you try yellow, and the item disappears, would that technically work?
Yeah, that would... Yeah, that's true. That would make it disappear. You're right. So where's number 4? That's 1. That's 4. So you're right. If I take it and say... Oh, actually, I didn't put green in here. I just said background color yellow. I was going with the other one. So let's try that color green. Okay. Make sure this is 4 because I got too many things open. Okay. Why isn't that even coming through? That doesn't look green. View page source doesn't show that I changed it. I swear I did. Okay, so experiment. See if anybody can get it to work. Color, that's why, because I put a comma there instead of Mike. You're supposed to be catching those things, or somebody that's sitting up here. Actually, you're supposed to be catching these things. You're the one that catches my typos, both of you. Okay, so I've got this fixed. Okay, did anybody manage to get the other color? Ah, come on, I sent four. There it is. Yeah, now I've got the green.
Okay, so when I put in the pink and the green, now I've got the green.
Okay, so my green is my default color. This one has changed to blue. This one has changed to red.
Interesting that when I put the division around the whole thing, I can get a background color, but when I put it around body, I couldn't. Or I didn't. Did anybody successfully get it in the wood body? Okay. So when I put it around body, I didn't get it, but when I set up a division, which is the whole thing, then I did. Okay. So anyway, that is how I can change color
and throw in some color.
Okay. Then the next one that I want to do is looking at an image.
And the images are over in the next group. So I'm going to bring up the next group. And I've got some image there. Okay, so here, this one is email, let me see, email HTML image. I think that one does it. Okay, so if I go to this, I'm going to be running email group 2, and it is email HTML image. Okay, and there's my image. Okay, so I've now got an image in here. Okay, so I've included an image in my email. Okay. Okay, so here is the code to do that.
I set up my message and I called it words. And this time I used double quotes down here, closing the double quotes. They don't have to be on a separate line. I just find that if I put them on a separate line at the bottom, it's clearer to me that it's actually there, as opposed to if I put it beside the HTML. So I put it down there on the bottom.
So I've got this test set up here, and then I came down after I put in the words, I set up the message picture.
And so I said, okay, image source equals, and I gave it the address that I wanted it to find the picture at. And then I said, message is going to be a combination of message pic concatenated with words. So that's why the image came out on top, and then the words came out below, is that I had said that I wanted the message picture first, and then I wanted the words.
Okay.
So that gives me an image, and it gives me a message.
So give that a try. Try getting an image in there. You can use that address if you want to, or you can use an address of your own.
But you can put the address that I have there, and that will find you an image.
Oh, that's pulling an image from your website, right?
Hmm?
That's pulling an image
yes,
from your website?
That's right.
So you'd be able to do this by pulling it from an array? Or
yeah, you can pull it from, you can pull in the image from, it has to be out there on the web someplace. But you can pull the image in from any place on the web. So you can just set up a place, you know, here's my image. I used a totally different address, an address that pre-existed before I started doing the emails. I just went in and grabbed an old image where I knew there was one. And so you can grab an image from someplace in your website, or you can use mine. I mean, this is an open place on the website, so if you copy and use exactly my address, you're going to get that image. Are you getting an image?
Yeah, the image worked for me.
Pardon me?
I got the image.
You got the image?
Yeah, I got
two. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just the email itself. Like, Outlook can be a little slow.
Yeah, no, I'm not obviously using all the companies in Yahoo.
I think it actually works out for us. It takes so long to refresh with your email.
How long?
Yeah.
So yours works, but
I tried editing.
Yeah. And yours doesn't?
Probably, well, if I go, like, if I just go into Google and I put in whatever, actually went to Transformer, but I think it takes that whole link for that picture, it doesn't remove yours, put it inside there, it just comes up with the book and they change it.
Oh, yeah,
that
sounds
like that. Okay, so let me see the code. Okay, so you've got your image in Google. I have no idea why it doesn't, I mean.
It needs to be in the quotes, right?
Be a copy
of
the lesson, grade assign bracket on the outside.
That's
just
people around. Oh, my God.
Try putting my image in there and see if that
did work.
Really, mine did work. Okay.
With that, it wouldn't work.
It may just be that something is wrong with that. Try putting that image up at on the top all by itself and see if that image comes up by itself.
Okay. So that's how you can get an image to come on.
I'm trying to remember. Okay, this is a second way to do an image, and this one is called emailtableimage.php. And in this one, I've got two images that are going to come out. I've included one as I'm doing the words, and then I've included another one the same way I did it before. Okay, so I've got one that's included in there. And if I go to here and run this, what's it called? Email. Email table image, right? Okay, so this one is coming up with two images. Okay, the top one is the one that is out there as message pick or something like that, or pick. This one is embedded in the words where I put it actually in the cell of a table. So I set up a table and it's in the cell of the table. So that's two different ways that I can get an image. Okay, so in this one, it doesn't have to be in the table, I just set up a table. And I set up a table with these things and I put that into a cell in the table. As I said, I could have just put it in regular, I just put it in the cell of the table. And then I had another one down here as message pick. And when I wrote it out, I wrote a message pick first and then words. and words included another version of the image. So you can embed the image in the words, or you can have a separate. And in this case, I did both. Okay. So give that a try, and just copy and paste or something. And you don't have to set up a table, but try doing it up within the words. Yes, you're sending yourself a load of emails right now. But at least you all seem to be sending them to yourselves and not to me.
You got to come.
I got to be careful because I like to use the shortcuts when I change my address. Mm. If I hit enter on those, I'm going to be sending tons of emails to myself.
Yes.
Just trying to get a shortcut to an address.
Yes, you can go home and clean up your emails after this exercise.
I'm going to just start sending these to my mom, so she likes them.
Hey, Mom, have a good day.
That's terrible. You picked a mother instead of a friend to harass here.
She'd be so mad. It'd be so worth it.
Okay, the next one I want to look at is in the subdirectory FormDB. Okay, so I have a subdirectory FormDB. Okay, first of all, I created a table, okay, because I want to use some data in this one. So I created a table, info from form S16, and it is containing a form ID, which is an integer of 5 characters and is the primary key. It's containing a form name, form email, and form comments. Okay? So I've just created this table. Okay? At some point I created that table. Okay. So there's my table. Okay. I actually did a display table that you don't have, but that will show me the table. And so obviously if you want to do this when you're doing yours, you could take and make a display table too. Okay. All I did here was say, and I did this yesterday because I wanted to see what was on the table. But I said, okay, select form ID, form, so I selected the 4 fields. And then I put in a while loop where I showed the form ID, the form name, the form mail, and the form comments. so I just did a while loop. And I'll take a picture of that if you want, but I just did a very basic while loop to show me the contents of my table. Okay, so I created the table. I used the table multiple times to put things on. The table's out of control, but this will show me the contents of the table. So if I come up here and email group two, and this is whatever I called it, it's in form DB, and it is display table.php. Okay, so there's my table. And it is showing the ID, the name, the email, and the comments. And that's there basically for no reason other than if I want to check and see what's in my table. Okay, so I wrote a simple little while loop that went through and checked what was in my table. Okay, and the good reason to have that is to make sure that when you add something to the table, it's actually being added. Okay, so you can double check yourself and make sure that it is actually going in when you added something to the table, it actually got added. So then I've got a form where I'm gathering information, and those are HTML forms. Okay, so I'm gathering information, and the first one that just says okay is the simple version of that. So I'm putting out an HTML form. I'm going to call with the get method mail info from form okay. I have an input box for a name. I have an input box for the email. I have a text area that they can put comments in. And I have a submit and a reset. Okay? So that I can gather information that I want to put onto the database. Okay, so I'm gathering the information here. And the text area allows me to write out more. So I called that, there are 12 rows and 40 columns. And when I defined that on the table, I just gave it a size of text. I just called it text, and that works. Okay. So then I have another one where I actually did some checking. And that is the one that has the word check in front of OK. And on this one, I checked to see if I had data, if they had entered data. So I put up the form and I said, if the name area value is empty, then put up alert that says the name is missing, please enter your name. Set the focus back to the your name field and return false. And you'll see how that return works in a minute. If the email value is empty, then I do the same thing. Put up an alert, reset the focus, and return false. If there was something in both of those, then I did a return true. Okay? So down below, and I pasted in some stuff from the web. I'm not sure how clear it is, because it is a copy and paste from the manuals, but anyway. So now I've got the form, and I've got, here I'm setting up the form. Up there I did the testing, and I say form on submit. Okay, so the on submit, when I do this, form on submit return if the return is false, it does not do the action and does not continue. So that form on submit, return, it goes up and does the function called form validate. Okay, and that was the function that I have above is called form validate. So I went there, and coming out of form validate is going to be, the return is going to be either true or false. Okay? And I can stay there until I get it right, and then eventually it will return true. But here's the form validate, and I'm going up and accepting the name and the email, okay? So down below, I am saying on submit and check the return that comes back from form validate and that I'm sending the name and the email to. And if the return comes back as true, then I will use the get method and go to this form. If the return comes back as false, I don't go anywhere. Okay? And it's on submit, which means I fill in the form and hit the submit button, because the form on submit is what you do when you hit the submit button. Okay, so what I do when I hit the submit button. So if I execute this one, somewhere I've got too much open. Okay, so this one is gather info from form, check, okay, dot PHP, and make sure I took out the PHP before. No, I didn't. Okay, requested, not there. Gather info from form, check OK. Form DB. All right, what did I do wrong? Form DB, gather.
You're in original PHP, you need to go to...
That's what I'm supposed to be.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. Gather info from, I want the HTML, not PHP. Okay, so there's the form. Okay, so I am going to go into this form and I'm just hitting submit. And it says the name is missing. Please enter your name. Okay. So I say okay. And I go and enter the name. And then I hit submit. And it says the email is missing. Please enter your email. So I enter my email. It won't care whether I enter comments. But I can go ahead and enter one. And then I hit submit. And I see thank you for your comments. Okay? So, now we'll go to how I got that. If I come down to that program that I wrote, which was called Display Table, okay, doing well. I have no idea where that came from. History. Apparently not. I have no idea where that came from. Email group 2 PHP. Okay, does anybody know what I'm doing here? I have no idea where this address came from. CIS Web, bristolcc.edu, tilde P. Grosser. Okay, I'm missing the CIS 159 S17. Only I put it in the wrong place. Okay, guys, you're supposed to be helping me here, not laughing at me.
That link's too long for me.
No, I did. I did have it in the right place. Okay, email group 2, form DB. That should be it, shouldn't it? Display table. Yes, it was it. All right. So now I come down, and there is what I just added, which was the point of going in here. And that's why I said this is a test on April 26. Okay, that's what I added. So I wrote that onto my database table. Okay? And that's what I was basically trying to prove. Now, this program called Mail Info From Form OK. So I'm now going into Mail Info From Form OK, and I'm looking at that. Okay, now this is kind of an interesting thing that I wrote on the last one. What I've got here is I'm including Pass for Mail. I'm using the database for testing. I am receiving your name, email, and comments via GET. I am then saying, setting up an email and saying to, and then I'm doing SQL GET count, and I'm selecting asterisks from that form. I am using the fact that I've selected them to count the number of rows. And once I get the number of rows, I'm adding one to it, and that is what is going to become the next ID. So I am doing a sequence ID so that the next one is going to be. So I brought up the table, said how many rows are on this table, added one to it, and got the your ID. Okay, then I did an insert, and I inserted all the information that I entered on the form, okay, into that table. So I added the record. Okay, and then I did a mail, so I sent that out. Now, the word header down here can be used if I haven't displayed any input up to that point. Okay, so I didn't display any input. I did a lot of stuff, but I didn't put anything out on the screen. And so the word header will then execute this if I didn't do anything above. And what I did is say, don't do anything in this form,
but go to the location that I am giving you and execute that. So I went to the form called thankyoufromform.html and I just sent out a thank you. That's just an HTML that says thank you for your comments. And that got sent. So this page is really a behind the scenes page that gathers the information, puts it out, but doesn't do any processing that the user can see. Okay? And then I go to that location and I put up the thank you from form. If I wrote anything, and notice for one thing, in my password things, I've always said connect successfully. I took that out. Because if I put in that connect successfully, then I would have done a write to the screen, and it wouldn't execute. So I pulled that out, if you were to look at, which I'm not showing you. The pass for mail, it's going to have nothing where I'm writing. It's just going to take in the password.
Yep. So the pass for mail doesn't have to be any different, though, from the link pass that we usually use, right? Or
wait a minute, the pass for mail.
Yeah, that top pass for mail.
No, that's the same as
the
same
as that. Just named it differently.
Yeah, I just named it differently.
So it's the exact same way.
Mainly because I was pulling the thing up.
Okay.
But it's my password, but it's pulling out the thing where I always say successfully connected, just because I like the security of saying when I'm testing things, successfully connected. So I pulled that out. Okay, but that's the same. And I'm using the database called For Testing, which contains the table called Info from Form S16. Once I know the number of rows, I add one row to it to get the ID. I do the insert, and then I do a mail. So if you see the email, okay, there is the email. Notice the stuff that comes out. I said two. This time I just put comments from form. So that's coming out up there. And then I said comments. And I got the, this is the test on April 26th. And then the from. And the from was errols.com. So that's what's showing up there. Okay, we're going to finish this up on Tuesday because there's a few more things I want to do. We'll finish this up on Tuesday, start sessions, and probably finish up sessions and cookies. Takes only a few minutes next week. My goal is to have talked fast enough and have let you do enough on your own so that you have the final week as a work week. Okay?
You got 2 weeks left, right? And then
there's 2 weeks. So next week we'll have classes. my goal is for the following week to be
just labs.
I can't do it for the Monday class because there's been too many Mondays out. So the Monday class will meet, but Tuesday, I'm okay. I'm pretty sure. Well, I'll let you know for sure next week, but I'm pretty sure I'm okay in all three classes. And so we can just turn that Tuesday and Thursday into lab days. And then your final probably is going to be on the following Tuesday. 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. I think your final is that day. So I give you your final a week ahead of time. And
because I don't actually now know what you're talking
about.
Something
about work study?
Yeah.